This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Bert is with us in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. How's everything there in the middle of the heartland?
You know, it's really well. It's been raining like crazy. I know you guys have had a deluge on the West Coast, and we have as well here about over 4 inches of rain in the last several days. And the East Coast was pummeled, and there's, you know, nor'easters in Massachusetts. So lots of rain and put out the fires, some of the fires in California. And that was one of the things that we're going to talk about today. Let me introduce our instructor for today. Greg Lesher's with us, and he wrote a book. And the book is called The Solar Desalination Water Station. Now, I've talked to Greg over the years. Greg Lesher. L-E-S-H-E-R. And he's from Utah. And he was the station manager of a radio station that decided to carry USA Prepares broadcast class programming. And so we've talked over the years. I've never met Greg, but he wrote this book, and he sent me a copy to read, and I read it. I read the whole book, and called him and invited him to come on the air with us. And I was thinking that, you know, if Bert, our science instructor, would be on with me and Greg, we could talk about this, because back in the 70s, when I was at the university doing my undergraduate work, one of my instructors said, so in 40 years, you all are going to face three problems. One is energy. Another is water, clean, potable water, drinking water, enough of it. And the third is garbage. And here we are, and he was absolutely right. Welcome, Greg Lesher.
Thank you. It's great to be on with you.
Greg,
with your crazy times.
did I say that right, that you decided you were going to carry USA's class programming on your radio station when you managed it in Utah? Did I say that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, you did. And I'm the one that looked you up and put you on, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you had programming. Yeah.
May I ask why you did that? I mean, there's so much programming out there. Why did you choose USA Prepares? Why did you find us?
Because the times that we're in, and the direction things are going with our governments and just the craziness of things, it's a perfect subject. Because if we're not prepared and we're caught off guard, we're not going to make it. Mm-hmm. And I wanted, you know, to give the people out here an opportunity to have some real news, real crises that are going on, and to be able to talk about it and prepare. And you were just, you were the top of the list of my choices.
Well, thank you. So I have a copy of your book, and with your permission, I forwarded on a copy, a PDF copy to Bert Bertonis in California, who is a patent holder, a radio frequency engineer. He's interested in everything science. Actually, he's probably interested in everything, as many of the instructors here at USA Prepares. We're all interested in lots of things. And, Bert, you've had a chance to read this book, right?
Yeah, it just tweaked under my megabyte limit for email, big PDF file. But, yes, I have, Greg. So very fascinating project, and, you know, I want to dive into it with you. But I know a little bit about desalination. We've begun doing it here in California on a fairly small scale. And, of course, you know, they do it in Israel on a large scale. So, let's talk about it.
Greg, why don't you give us the premise for writing this 122-page book that includes lots of diagrams, pictures, and descriptions. This is actually a class, more a manual on, you know, first of all, what desalination is, and a manual of how to do it. Greg, tell us about the book, please, and then we'll, Bert, I know, has some questions.
Okay. About 18, 19 years ago, we made the move to come out into the desert and get off grid. I had lost two homes. Oh, I sold one of them, but I lost the other in some trucking crisis back around 2000, where the fuel prices went through the roof. And I just said, I'm not going to do this again. I had $500,000 in debt, and I decided, you know, that to lose it all that quickly, I wasn't going to do that again. So I decided to go. I was going to go off grid. Provide my own power, my own water, be completely debt-free. And we felt really impressed about this land. It was just off the highway, about 10 miles out of town. In fact, going further west, you have to drive for another 70 miles before you hit another town or anybody else. So it was nice and quiet and in the desert, and we got it all set up with power. I was into electronics and a little bit of college and in high school. And so I knew that the setting up of the off-grid system was going to be a piece of cake and enjoyable, really. So we went ahead and did that. And the next thing to worry about is I purchased some cisterns for water and was hauling it out there, was to get a well drilled. Well, we went down about 90 feet. Wow. It was, I thought, wonderful. You know, I hit water at 14 feet, but I put a 90-foot well in, and I brought some of that water up and took a mouthful of it, and it was like the Great Salt Lake or the Dead Sea. I just spit it right back out. So I drilled deeper, went down 200 feet, same thing, salt water. And I was just frustrated, and I thought, well, you know, we felt so good and impressed to buy this piece of land, so I decided, well, there's got to be an answer. So I went out and we purchased a RO system for around $10,000, another $5,000 to run the generator to desalinate the water. Well, after the first day, I realized I had a white elephant. Because the amount of fuel it took to produce the water, I could have put in my pickup truck and hauled it in on some totes for a lot less money. And the water was so salty, and this is a sea system, like it is on a sailboat or something. It had so much salt in it that it could not take all of it out. And there was nothing I could do with that water that was rejected, which was about 90%. It was concentrated salt water, even more. You couldn't just let it run out onto the land, and you couldn't pump it back down the well. So it quickly became a white elephant. So what I started to do was I started to do some searches for desalination. And, you know, it doesn't have to be salt water. This could be any water. The reason I wrote desalination on that book was because that is a number one, a big issue. There's so much water out there, and we can't use it. You know, the average person can't use it without great expense. So I did a lot of searching on solar stills, and I mean, I went through hundreds and hundreds of articles. I did searches, and there was no such thing as a large-scale solar water still. And so I tried to make one, and I understood why. Because the particular method that they're using is a piece of slanted glass. And when the compromised water evaporates, it collects on the glass, it trickles down into a little trough, and out it goes into your collection. And I found some instances where they were able to get 4 gallons a day out of it still. You know, at ITT, done all kinds of research on it, and all these universities, especially in the Middle East. But there was just nothing that was big enough to handle it. What I needed, water for not only drinking, but gardening. And that was my first question, actually. When I was so frustrated, I decided to just take this thing to the Creator. And I asked the Lord, you know, how am I supposed to garden with what I've got here? You know, I'm confused. Well, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. I woke up from a dream, and I had the answer. And I went ahead and wrote it down on papers before I forgot it. Because my short-term memory sometimes just doesn't do me justice. And I took some tires, and the next thing you know, I was growing a garden. Each semi-truck tire that I'd turned into this still that I had seen in this dream was producing enough water for each plant. So I was gardening. I had a pretty good-sized garden. But, you know, these stills were not that big. But it answered the question. One of the questions was, is how am I supposed to garden? So I had them all on a line where they were like a drip feed, so that the salt water would go into the tire. And it was, they'd go down to the plant. And anyway, this design solved so many problems for me, because out here in the desert, I had hot, dry winds blowing all the time, which would just destroy the plants, and I had rabbits. Well, I had to build a little pit greenhouse next to each of these tires that I put my plants down in. I was able to put a cover on to keep the bugs out. It was working out wonderful. Then we got a flood, and from a river about a mile away that destroyed my gardens. So I sat back and I was looking at it. Now what? And when I was looking at those stills, I realized one thing, and this is a major breakthrough for me. The design was different than anything I'd ever seen, and it was scalable. Completely scalable. And so that's when I decided I was going to go ahead and put together one. And sure enough, 4 days after I had created it, I went out there and there was water spilling all over the place. And it put out 30 gallons in one day of distilled water. Impossible, according to everybody else.
Okay, we're going into our first break, Greg. We've got roughly 40 minutes remaining of this broadcast class. We'll be right back with Bert Bertonis and Greg Lesher.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Greg Lesher's with us. And, you know, there are all kinds of systems for purifying water for human consumption and for growing gardens and, you know, desalinating the water. But this one seems to be, as Greg said, scalable, and seems to be a really good design. It's very simple. I've read the book. Bert's read the book. And if you decide that you want it, I'm going to ask Greg a little later in the class if he could tell us how we would get a copy and if he would sign and, you know, autograph it. It's 122 pages. Greg, please continue, and then Bert will be able to ask his questions.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, being off-grid and being my own power company, my own food company, my own water company, I began to realize there were three things, you know. The first was, you know, what it takes to survive, of course, you know, longer than a month. And that would be air, number one, clean air. You've got to breathe. Water, we've got to be able to drink. And food, we've got to be able to eat. Well, the second one became my number one issue because without enough to garden, I didn't have the last two. So I realized I needed all three in abundance. And that is what drove me to search for this answer. But, you know, and 30 gallons, and this system is completely passive up to this point. That means that there's nothing, no mechanical. The only thing that I was doing is pumping the water into it, and the water was flowing out of it. So it's completely passive. That means it could be in any third world country, You wouldn't even have to have electricity if you could fill up the cistern or the pond with the compromised water. And let me tell you a little secret about solar stills. They are one of the only things that you could use to purify sewage water. No filters necessary. That's because the bacteria, the viruses, anything solid will not go with that distillation. It's being evaporated. That water is new water. It's pure. It's the purest water on earth. So in situations like I've been in, I've spent 6 months in Senegal, West Africa, and I know what water is to them. I actually flew over there with this Dr. Fai out of Texas, who was a native Senegalese. He got a hold of my book, and they were really interested in water, and he was interested in how I got down to my water. Of course, I used a drill I had designed, a one-man little drilling rig that I was able to go down 6 inches wide, you know, down to 200 feet without a problem. And so he put us into a program with USAID to go out there and show them how to build a drilling rig and drill for water. But not all the water in Senegal is completely fresh. In fact, there's a town out there that is the water's so salty that it's turning the teeth of the residents yellow. But it, not only is there salt, but some areas have arsenic. It just depends on where you are. So, yeah, although you don't have salt in your water yet, some people don't really want to drink chlorinated, fluoridated water. This is a perfect solution. Or they don't even want to shower in it because they say it's like going into a gas chamber, you know, breathing it in. So it may not seem important, water right now, because it's flowing through your pipes. But what happens when, you know, I don't know what wormwood is, but the way the scriptures are being fulfilled so quickly, I imagine we're going to see it. And from what I understand from the scriptures, it's going to take out the rivers, the streams, and everything. Sounds like you got another break coming up here.
Yeah, we do. Greg, you've got a fascinating solution. Class, I've read the book. Bert's read the book. And why don't we get into Bert's questions when we come back? We take water for granted. I don't think we're going to take water for granted anymore. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo was charged Thursday with groping a former aide in Albany's executive mansion. A misdemeanor criminal complaint filed in Albany City Court alleges that Cuomo did intentionally, for no legitimate purposes, forcibly touch aide Brittany Camisso. Cuomo stepped down from governor of the Empire State after numerous women came forward with similar claims. President Biden is hoping to have his social spending package done before next week's global climate summit in the United Kingdom. But his fellow Democrats abandoned plans for a vote on Thursday, leaving the whole platform up in the air. Two bills are waiting on Congress, a bipartisan infrastructure bill at just over $1 trillion, and the partisan Build Back Better plan that's thousands of pages thick. Biden landed in Rome on early Friday for a summit of the G20 major economies, where plans for a global minimum tax will be on the agenda. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The COVID-19 vaccine mandate. Pro-mandators say it will protect you, your family, and your neighbors. Folks against the mandate point out natural immunity, a better than 99% survivability rate to the unvaccinated. No matter what side you're on, one thing's for sure. The mandate is costing Americans their jobs.
Some Americans are leaving their jobs because of a coronavirus vaccination requirement. A survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation shows 5% of unvaccinated adults have done so. It comes as the feds are getting ready to roll out a rule that says companies with 100 or more employees have to require vaccination or regular testing for COVID. Allison Williams was a reporter with ESPN. She left the company because they were requiring her to get a COVID-19 vaccine.
I had to do what was best for my health individually, and I had to consider where my husband and I were at in our family planning. And this wasn't a vaccine that I was comfortable with receiving at this time, given our desires to grow our family. I knew I wasn't at high risk for COVID. I then got COVID. It was a very mild illness for me. So there really was no compelling health reason for me to get this injection. It really just came down to keeping my job. And I want to make it clear, I'm not anti-vax, but yeah. I am absolutely anti-vax. Mandated.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds during the
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg, I want to thank you for being part of our broadcast classroom and faculty. And this is your first appearance, class. Bert, do you have some questions for Greg?
Yeah, sure. So, Greg, one of the things that struck me on how you supply the power for your desalination machine, call it a machine or design, was it's not depending on electricity per se. It's actually, you know, harnessing the power of the sun. So if I have this correct, although you do have some solar panels to generate electricity, that's primarily for ancillary uses In other words, the power, the control systems, and, you know, some motors and generators or, you know, displays, you know, whatever. But the actual desalination is done by harnessing the sun directly. Do I have that correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, the only thing I use the solar panels for, and it doesn't take, you know, very much power at all, is to run a couple of pumps. One, of course, is my slow pump that is basically the size of a RV pump that goes down the well to bring the water up into the basin. And then the second pump is a pump that operates the we'll get right into it. Now, sitting back, looking at my still, the one that was putting out 30 gallons a day, I had this little question pop through my mind. How can I make it produce more? What's holding me back? The first was, well, how fast I could evaporate that water. And the second was, how much collection surface can you have in this thing? And let's get on the first one. How to boil that water? Because that's what we want to do, is boil it. Well, that was a pretty simple question to me. I had seen some systems where they're using a liquid. Either it could be an oil or even a cooking oil, but I found one even better, which was a silicon-based heat transfer fluid, because it could go up to 750 degrees Fahrenheit without degrading. And I realized that if I could pump that fluid underneath the cistern, kind of like a heat transfer, like you would have with electricity, only you're using a fluid, I could boil that water. And that's exactly what I did. So I needed a small pump. It doesn't need to pressurize. It just needs to be able to move that fluid underneath the cistern, and you accomplish this boiling water. And the other bit of electricity is, if you had a really salty water like I do, like the Dead Sea or the Great Salt Lake, you're going to want to flush it when it gets to saturation point. Saturation point means when it starts to crystallize. So I would flush that into another still, which was completely passive, where it was allowed to dry and I could collect the salt. Yet keeping the smaller unit that I had the water boiling, and believe me, you do some experiments. Like, you take an inch, 1 foot by 1 foot pan, put an inch of water in it, see how long it takes to boil that out on the stove on simmer. You can do calculations onto how big your unit needs to be and how much water you need to be boiling to satisfy all of your needs for water. So that's what the electricity pretty much handles, would be a switch for a specific gravity meter, and they use those in aquariums to let you know when you need to put more salt in. So the power consumption is extremely light, just a few batteries and a few solar panels, which, by the way, are like below 50 cents a watt now. So now is the time to grab them. The batteries are the tough ones.
Yeah, the reason I asked that was because we know solar panels are inherently inefficient in terms of their power generation, you know, 10 to 20, you know, good solar panels, 20% at best. So, you know, you're kind of wasting power there, where, and then you still have to use the electricity. However, you're going to do reverse osmosis, or however you're going to do the desalination. So I think by taking the sun directly through lenses and using that as the heat source, I think is, I mean, my gut feeling is that's a more,
yeah, absolutely,
more efficient process.
Well, you know, you can produce electricity with heat too.
Sure.
So anyway, what was happening with this fluid, how I was heating this fluid up to the point where it was beyond boiling, is I was taking some solar evacuated tubes and putting a copper tubes down through them, back out, And then behind that solar evacuated tube, I would put a reflector, a parabolic, like a trough reflector. And there's plenty of YouTube videos on how to do that. And then I'd put it into a box under glass. And lo and behold, I had a fluid that would boil that water. Now, if you don't mind, we'll get into the collection surface if you'd like to get, you know, move to that direction since we're getting
Sure, go ahead. I know we're down to the last 15 or 20 minutes, so I did have a couple more questions. But
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, looking at my design, I realized that I could, because of the fact that the way I was collecting the water, not this some little trough, because one of the things that always stuck with me from high school was what is evaporated water? It's a gas. What does a gas want to do? Fill the space. Well, the space I had above my system, I could take it up as high as I wanted, and I could put tubing through there to make more collection surface. So this tube would be open on one end and go through the steel and out the other. Thus keeping in, just like a condenser. If everybody knows what a condenser is built like. Now I had unlimited collection surface, which means I could boil, as fast as I could boil water, I could collect it. Now we're getting into thousands of gallons. Okay, I took an area that was 1 meter by 1 meter. In other words, 1 yard by 1 yard, just about. And I was able to heat that water up and produce in 5 hours of real good sunlight 90 gallons of distilled water in one day. I had just broken every record on the book. So, yeah, go ahead and ask some more questions.
Well, so one question I have that's been an issue with current desalination plants, and, you know, we do have them in California. We have a big one in San Diego, you know, big, I'd say, relatively.
They take a power plant just to run a darn thing.
Yeah, and we're building another one in Monterey, smaller. But one of the issues they have is what to do with the salt that's left over. You know, at first,
exactly.
Because you really have two outputs from the machines. One is the fresh water, and the second is the brine or the salt that's left. And at first, they were going to just, you know, dump the salt back in the ocean. But what they found was it killed anything it landed on, you know, all the sea life that lives on the bottom of the ocean. So they got to, you know, pipe it way out or else pump it underground, which is kind of strange. Who knows what that does to any, if there's any aquifers under the ocean. I'm not sure.
Exactly.
You know, I guess it's not an issue, because that sounds like what they're planning to do. So my question to you is, you know, these, I think you're envisioning this could go anywhere, not necessarily on a coast. So what do you do with the salt that you end up with?
Well, I end up with two still. The second still is completely passive, like the first one. And that's where I dump that water, is in there. And I allow that to evaporate to the point I've got the pond divided in two sides, where I can let it flow into one side and let the other side completely dry out. Then I can go in there with a shovel and scrape the salt out.
And then what do you do with it?
Well, you can make salt blocks, or, you know, for cattle. Or clean it and use it for table salt.
Okay, your first machine is fairly small, and, you know, you're experimenting on a small level. But if you want to take this to a grander level and have real meaningful drinking water for the population, you're going to have immense amounts of salt, and I think it's more than you can put on your table.
Well, absolutely. And here in Utah, they go out to the Great Salt Lake, and they collect all the salt, and they send it to the road departments. And they mix that with a little bit of sand for grip. And they spread that out on the icy and snowy roads.
Frank, you got to be careful. We have a person on this class who is a car enthusiast with 40 cars on his ranch, and you don't want to hint that you might be dumping salt on the dirt road.
Exactly.
Well, we're not going to do that. I'll tell you why. Because our farm with our cows, we alone use about 2,000 pounds of salt per year. And I have to buy it. And Greg mentioned salt blocks. In class, salt blocks, you've seen these at the farm and ranch type stores. They are these cubical, like 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot. They weigh 50 pounds apiece. And they are blocks of salt. So we could probably use, just us, our farm could use all the salt that Greg would produce. And we would want even more than that, just because the cows need the salt. So salt is something that we absolutely have to have in order to sustain life. So, you know, we could spread it on the roads, but I don't think that's a real good use for salt. I'd much rather see the animals, the, you know, the farmers, the ranchers, etc., use that salt. And Greg, you can certainly produce that. So I think that's a great answer. And doesn't the salt that you produce have more than just salt? Doesn't it have minerals in it?
Absolutely. It has all the minerals that people are so desirous of.
Mm-hmm.
Some salt water even contains gold and silver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And okay. I think that's great. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah. So Greg, what's your plan here? So you've worked on an interesting concept. Are you looking for a commercial partner? Are you looking for investors to kind of take it to the next level on your own? You know, what's kind of your thoughts on how you'd like to move forward on this?
Well, that's the first thing that came to mind. Wow. You know, because I had somebody who'd worked at a power plant. And he took a look at it, and he was a kind of the scientist there. And when we get back from the break, I'll explain to you what he said.
Yeah, that sounds great. And also, when we get back from the break, I'd like to ask you, how do we get a copy if it's available yet? And do you have pricing in mind and those kinds of things? And how do we get an autographed copy?
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down. And inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Bert Bertonis is with us. Greg Lesh is with us. Greg, I'm really delighted to welcome you to the faculty of USA Prepares. Your class was brilliant today, absolutely brilliant. And Bert, thank you for your contributions to this class. And this is really serious stuff, class. This is who we are. This is what we do. We don't talk about it. We do it. And Greg is proof of that as well. Greg, how do we get a copy of your book?
Okay, there's two ways to do it. You can go to www.realwaterindependence.com. And if you want a signed copy, you can go ahead and make the purchase on the website. There are three forms of this book, and the one form, the cheapest form is to go get it on Amazon, Kindle. But I don't like Amazon because once the power grid goes down or the internet goes down, you know, it's kindling. It's gone. But you can go to realwaterindependence.com and order it there and request a signature, and I will sign the book and send you a signed copy, and you can put a comment in there if you'd like me to add that comment to the book. But another one is outbackenergysystems.com. Outbackenergysystems.com, and you can do the same exact thing there. Or you can do a search for the solar desalination water station on Amazon. On Amazon, who's actually printing the book. But I was going to tell you about the guy who looked at my still. He'd been in municipal water all of his life. The first thing he said when he saw this was, "This is the biggest breakthrough in water ever." Then he looked at me and he says, "I doubt in your lifetime you're going to see anything bigger. This has got to be worth billions." Unfortunately, he's no longer with us because he decided to take that experimental jab, and he was found dead. I guess he fell face first, probably a heart attack. But he was a really good friend, and I shared this information with him, and he really was an inspiration to me on finding the solution. He did everything he could help by giving me all kinds of information on water, but none of it really worked. So when he saw this, it just blew his mind.
Class, I'd like to tell you, just from my perspective, this book is over 120 pages, and it has a diagram or a photograph or a drawing on almost every page. This is a manual. And my only concern, Greg, is that the electronic copies are going to be purchased by someone. Your design, your invention is going to be stolen, and Bert and I have great experience with theft of design.
I started to do a patent on it, and I was thinking the big money, and then it just hit me one day. This revelation was not for me to make big money. This revelation was for people who are going to need the technology. And, you know, I didn't put a warning in there. This is authorized to you for your own personal use, to build whatever you want for your own personal use. If they want to do something commercial or charitable, they need to get a hold of me and get my signature. Because now that it is in print form, it's no longer a novel idea. Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Greg, one last question before Bert asks his questions. Will you be available for a future class teaching with us?
Absolutely. 100%. I would be happy, because there's a lot more in this book than what you were talking about here, and there's a lot more solutions that we can talk about. You bet.
Okay, we'll arrange that schedule off air. You can call me or I'll call you. Bert, back to you.
Yeah. So I know we're at the end here, Greg. So rather than a question, I have sort of my gut recommendation to you is I think the best next step for you to take this is to where you can actually get a little more nuts and bolts into how people can construct these for their own use. And then I would consider, you know, there's a lot of components to it that you could supply, be a supplier of the components that someone would need. I mean, there's a lot of...
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you know, I'm willing to travel. If somebody, you know, wants to, I will come out and construct and bring a team to construct a unit if somebody's in that situation. I'll go globally. Like I said, I've been to Africa. I've been to Indonesia. I've been to Australia. In fact, there's some units, some farmers that are building these in Australia.
Let me just add something that's never been mentioned on this broadcast class before. Bert has contacts in with people who supply parts for nuclear reactors. We have an association of mechanical design engineers, and Bert rubs shoulders with venture capitalists. He's on a first-name basis with them. So there's a lot of connections that have just happened right here, right now, at USA Prepares, Greg. And I just want to share that with you.
So there's wonderful. Wonderful. I'm
it's
to work
all
with
right
anybody
here.
To get this out.
Yeah. Very good.
Yes.
So, class, www.realwaterindependence.com. Bert, thank you so much for being with us today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.